Three, two, one. Tennessee is said to have one of the nation's most expansive open meeting and open records laws. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean citizens have the right to participate in all of the processes of government, but it does mean we have the right to be actively informed about what the government's doing. Those issues came to the fore last week when Chancellor Ellen Lyle ruled a meeting between the Metro Sports Authority and a construction company to discuss plans to build a Major League Soccer stadium at the Nashville Fairgrounds is invalid because it violated the Tennessee Open Meeting Law. According to the Chancellor, there was not adequate public notice about a meeting that dealt with a significant public issue. The ruling also states, because of the inadequate notice, the only people present at the meeting were the strategic partners and one other citizen. In addition, the Chancellor noted an electronic version of the meeting notice did not adequately explain what the meeting was about, despite the fact the meeting was described as special. She further noted the description of the meeting sent to interested parties was somewhat cryptic. The court order also says the fact that only one member of the public attended a meeting dealing with a significant Nashville landmark was evidence the notice was inadequate. It's also important to recognize that although the parties demonstrated there was no intent to hide the meeting, previous case law shows intent is not a factor in whether or not the law was violated. Under the open meeting law, the Chancellor could have voided the entire contract and forced Metro to completely redo the entire bid process. Instead, she ruled the meeting will have to take place again and another vote taken. A new soccer stadium in Nashville may not be of significant importance to many citizens, but the law still provides the public has the right to know what its government is doing. I'm Larry Burris.